faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, as Superman works with the police to forge the final links of evidence against John and George Mason, a fateful conference is taking place between the two evil brothers.
If Clark Kent and the police are wise to us, George, we'll go to jail, and it'll be your fault.
No. No, it's that Olsen boy's fault. He started all this trouble after Ralphie asked him to throw the Jones and Lee boys off the Unity House team.
So what? That only...
I should have killed him instead of creasing his skull. That would have put an end to our troubles.
Now, George, listen to me.
No. No, I'm through listening to you. This time I'm going to finish.
George! George, come back here.
I'm going to kill that Olsen boy, even if I have to hang for it.
You know, gang, there's always one fellow or girl in the neighborhood who's looked up to by all the others. He knows the score, and it's safe bet that most people look up to such a fellow not so much for what he knows, but for the things he does, the way he acts towards other people, his ability to get along with all boys and girls in town, no matter what their race, religion, or nationality. Well, gang, here are some pointers that might help you become the leader of your neighborhood. Check your own actions against these questions, scoring 1 point for each yes and nothing for each no. Answer honestly. If your total score is 3 or less, then you'd better get on the ball and change your ways. If your total is 4 or 5 points, then you're about average. But if your score is 6 or 7, then, brother, you know the score. Now, here's question number 1. Are you interested in lots of things? For instance, if one of the boys on the block is keen on machinery, can you talk to him about it or listen to him while he explains a special type of machine to you? Or if another fellow is all wrapped up in stamp collecting or chemistry, do you ever take time out to ask him about it? We know some guys who are interested in sports and nothing else. Anybody who isn't interested in sports, they call a bookworm. But the guy who knows the score also knows that people are interested in lots of different things. And he should be, too. So question number 1 is, are you interested in many things? Well, think that over. And a little later in the program, we'll give you the other 6 questions. So be sure to keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman! Convinced that John and George Mason were responsible for the attacks on Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and 2 Unity House track stars, Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, presented his evidence to the Metropolis police. But when the fanatical George Mason learned from his brother that he was under suspicion, he flew into a wild rage and swore that he would finish Jimmy Olsen, whom he blamed for his predicament. Pushing his brother aside, George rushed from his small bottling factory just as Ralph, his young nephew, entered.
What's the matter, Dad? Why'd Uncle George rush out like that?
That crazy maniac. I've got to stop him. George! George, come back here!
There goes his car.
Yes. It's too late to stop him now, I'm afraid.
Sure is.
Stupid fool. He'll get himself hung. And me, too.
What do you mean, Dad? What's he done?
He's gone off to kill young Olsen.
Jim Olsen?
Yes. He blames Olsen because Clark Kent and the police are suspicious of us.
But holy cow, we gotta stop him, Dad. We've got to.
Yeah, but how? He wouldn't listen to me.
I know how to stop him.
Wait, Ralph. Wait. Where are you going?
I'm gonna try to save Jim. This thing's gone too far.
I just got the report from the crime detection lab, Kent.
Good. What's the dope, Sergeant?
The warning note to Howard Jones and Bobby Lee was written on the typewriter in the Mason Brothers' office, just as you said.
I knew it! Then they are behind this.
You bet they are.
Sure, it all adds up now. They sent Ralph, John Mason's son, to tell Howard and Bobby to quit the Unity House team. When the boys refused to quit, Ralph went to Jim Olsen, the team's manager. When Jim told Ralph where to go, the Mason brothers tried to kill Jim and then sent those tiny crutches to Howard and Bobby as a threat.
Right. And if not for Superman, Howard and Bobby would be both dead now.
Well, what are we waiting for, Sergeant?
We're waiting for nothing. I'm going out right now to pick up John and George Mason.
Good.
Want to come along?
You bet I do. That's a pleasure I don't want to miss.
Well, come on, then.
Hey, excuse me, Sergeant, but this boy says he's got to
listen,
see
you. Sergeant.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Ralph Mason?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What do you want?
I've come to tell you that my Uncle George, he's going to kill Jim Olsen.
What? Are you telling the truth, Ralph?
Yes, sir. My father tried to stop him, but he couldn't. I came here as fast as I could.
Why that low down?
Look, Ralph.
I didn't know there was going to be any killing or anything like that. Honest, I wouldn't have gotten mixed up in
it. All right, never mind that now, son. Where is your uncle?
I don't know. He drove off in his car. He said he was going to get Jim.
Great Scott, I'd better...
Don't get excited, Kent. I'll put out a general alarm for Mason. We'll pick him up.
But that may be too late. I've got to pick him up my way. So long. Lois!
Oh, hello, Clark.
Where's Jim, do you know?
Yes, he went to the Metropolis Stadium. Why?
Stadium? Are you sure?
Certainly. The playground championships that'll be run off today, you know.
But the track meet isn't scheduled to start until 3:30, and it's just a little after 1 now.
I know, but Jim is going to pick up Howard Jones first.
Where, at the hospital?
Yes. Well, you seem worried, Clark. Is anything wrong?
Plenty, but there's no time to explain now, Lois. I'll see you later. Yeah, this storeroom is deserted, so out of these clothes. This is a job for Superman. We've got to get to the hospital before George Mason does. There we are, all set. I'll just raise this window. So, now, up, up, and away!
Locker room in this alley, Howard. Saves us walking all the way around the stadium to the front door.
Oh, well. Gee, I wish I could run today, Jim.
Yeah, so do I. I'm afraid Unity House won't have a chance without you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No, it's true. Without both you and Bobby in the relays, we're really sunk in that event.
Well, look, maybe I could run in the relay, Jim. I don't feel too bad.
No, nothing doing, Howie. The doctor says you shouldn't run today, so that's final. No, we'll just...
Wait a minute, Jim.
What's the matter?
That man getting out of his car just ahead, you see him?
What about him?
He looks just like the man who almost ran me over the other night.
He does?
Uh-huh.
He's got a rifle.
Yeah.
What the...
Jim, he's aiming at us.
Sleeping lizards. He's gonna shoot us.
Frozen in their tracks, Jimmy Olsen and young Howard Jones face the rifle in the hands of the enraged George Mason. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Well, gang, here are the rest of the questions that will tell you if you know the score. Remember, score 1 point for each honest answer of yes and no point for no. Okay, here's question number 2. Would you stick up for kids smaller than you who are picked on by tough guys? A boy or girl who wants to lead must help see that no bullies get to first base. Question number 3. Do you respect the right of any boy or girl to worship in whatever church or synagogue he chooses? You should, because whoever looks down on other religions is never looked up to by other Americans. Question number 4. Do you speak up for the things you believe in? Let everybody know just where you stand. A true leader speaks up for what he believes. Question number 5. Are you up on what's happening in the world? You know, gang, the newspapers aren't printed just so that you can deliver them. They're also printed so that you can read them and know what's going on. Question number 6. Do you insist on fair play at all times? And by all times, I mean even the times when you lose. Question number 7. Do you choose your friends only because they're regular Joes without caring what side of the track they live on? Now, that's very important, because a fellow who can size up another guy for what he's really worth, who is never blinded by prejudice, is the one others will look up to. Well, boys and girls, there you have them. The 7 questions that are the key to leadership and to popularity. Use them to open the doors of friendship for you. And you will always be tops.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. While Superman searches for Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Howard Jones, the two youngsters have been ambushed in the alley behind the Metropolis Stadium by George Mason, who points a rifle at them and yells...
I've got you now, Olsen. And you too, Jones. You won't either one get away this time.
Holy smokes, Jim. What do we do?
I don't know, Howie.
Here comes a bullet three, Chaney, you little punk.
Down, Howie. Flat on your face. Jim! Howie, look. Superman's here.
Relax, boys. I stopped those two bullets. Now I'll take care of George Mason. Hoy!
Seen it, Miss Lane. Superman stopped those two bullets meant for me and Howie. Then he jumped on George Mason before he could get his rifle up again. One punch. Zowie. And Mason was listening to the birdies.
Yes, I heard about it, Jim.
Both Mason brothers are in jail now, where they belong. I feel kind of badly for Ralph, though.
Ralph?
Yeah. He's John Mason's son. The kid was really sorry for everything that happened. Well, he broke down and cried when Howard and I said we wouldn't prefer any charges against him. And he was tickled when he found out he could even run in the championships if he wanted to.
Well, that was very decent of you and Howard, Jim. Oh, say, where did I put my briefcase?
Huh? Oh, right here.
Oh, thanks.
But to top everything, the Unity House team was so sore about what happened, and because Howard Jones and Bobby Lee couldn't run, well, they practically burned the cinders off the track, and we won the playground championship.
Yes, that was too bad, Jim.
Yeah. Too bad?
Oh, I mean, what did you say?
Well, I said... Hey, you haven't been listening to a word I said.
I'm in a terrible hurry, Jim. There, I think I have everything. Where's Clark?
Well, he went to police headquarters to prefer charges against the Masons. Listen, you look like you're going someplace.
I am, and I did want to see Clark before I left. Oh, well, I haven't got time to wait for him.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I don't exactly know.
You don't know?
Uh-uh. It's quite a distance away, but that's all I know. I'll have to figure it out on the plane.
Figure what out?
Where I'm going.
Huh? Oh, now, look, Miss Lane.
I haven't got time to explain now, Jim. My plane leaves in 20 minutes. But Horatio says it's a terrific story, and we may run into danger.
Horatio?
So...
Danger? What are you talking about?
I told you, Jim, I haven't got time to explain. But look, Jim, now listen. If anything happens to me, if you don't hear from me by tomorrow at this time, look up the Daily Planet for the day before yesterday and work out the crossword puzzle.
The what?
The crossword puzzle, Jim, in the Daily Planet of the day before yesterday. That'll tell you where I went. Well, goodbye, Jim. I've got to fly.
But, Miss Lane, wait.
No time. Honey. Don't forget, Jim, the crossword puzzle will tell you where I am.
Mystified and worried, too, Jimmy Olsen shakes his head dazedly as Lois Lane rushes from her office and across the city room, a traveling bag in one hand and a briefcase under her arm. What did Lois mean when she said...
If anything happens to me, find the Daily Planet for the day before yesterday and work out the crossword puzzle.
Where is the girl reporter going? What is this new mystery? Well, fellows and girls, it's one of the most thrilling and exciting adventures that Superman and his friends have ever been engaged in. We call it the Crossword Puzzle Mystery. And it gets underway with a bang tomorrow. So be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 1 of the Crossword Puzzle Mystery on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is a mutual broadcasting system.